To it, a push was a pull. Pressers to it were tractors. At contact, they pulled themselves up off their massive foundations and hurtled into the appalling blackness. Then, the negasphere struck. Or did it? Can nothing strike anything? It would be better, perhaps, to say that the spherical hyperplane, which was the three-dimensional cross-section of the negasphere, began to occupy the same volume of space as that in which Jalti's unfortunate world already was. And at the surface of contact of the two, the materials of both disappeared. The substance of the planet vanished. The incomprehensible nothingness of the negasphere faded away into the ordinary vacuity of empty space. Jalti's base, the whole 300 square miles of it, was taken at the first gulp. A vast pit opened where it had been, a hole which deepened and widened with horrifying rapidity. And as the yawning abyss enlarged itself, the stuff of the planet fell into it, in turn to vanish. Mountains tumbled into it, oceans dumped themselves into it. The hot, frightfully compressed and nascent material of the planet's core sought to erupt, but instead of moving, it too vanished. Vast areas of the world's surface crust, tens of thousands of square miles in extent, collapsed into it, splitting off among crevices of appalling depth, and became nothing. The stricken globe shuddered, trembled, ground itself to bits in paroxysm after ghastly paroxysm of disintegration. What was happening? Eichmiel did not know, since his eye was destroyed before any really significant developments could eventuate. He and his scientists could only speculate and deduce, which, with surprising accuracy, they did. The officers of the patrol ships, however, knew what was going on, and they were scanning with tensely narrowed eyes the instruments which were recording instant by instant the performance of the new cosmic superscreens which were being assaulted so brutally. For, as has been said, the negasphere was composed of negative matter. Instead of electrons, its building blocks were positrons, the direct holes in an infinity of negative energy. Whenever the field of a positron encountered that of an electron, the two neutralized each other, giving rise to two quanta of hard radiation. And, since those encounters were occurring at the rate of countless trillions per second, there was tearing at the patrol's defenses a flood of cosmics of an intensity which no spaceship had ever before been called upon to withstand, but the new screens had been figured with a factor of safety to 5,